You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. Every Monday this fall, we've been taking a look at how schools are using technology during the pandemic. For some, it's an opportunity to make changes to teaching and learning that have been in the works for a long time, specifically personalized learning, the idea that kids all learn at different paces and in different ways, and that curriculums can be tailored to a child's learning style. These days, that's using artificial intelligence to monitor their progress and modify lessons on the fly. Sheldon H. Jacobson is a professor of computer science at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. He says it's a good time for an experiment, but we don't know for sure if it works.
What students are doing is they are given an individualized curriculum. And by having that individualized curriculum based on how they learn, the level that they're at, as well as how they will progress, it enables the students to work at their own pace, advancing with the appropriate feedback that they're in a situation that they're maximizing the retention of knowledge and learning. So this is a great idea in many ways, and COVID-19 is accelerating it and making it possible. This is an idea that, in fact, has its time, and the time is now.
You know, we've talked, I think, for years, decades, about attempting to personalize education. And it sort of seems like one of those problems that doesn't scale easily. It's hard for one teacher to manage an individualized curriculum for 28 students. How do these programs make it scalable?
Well, what they use are expert systems, artificial intelligence, to understand where the student is in the process. And by moving them forward in this process, it enables them to, in fact, keep at a pace that is commensurate with their retention of the information. So a teacher now has to, in some sense, manage multiple students simultaneously, but the software, the artificial intelligence, the algorithms help facilitate that. So it's a much more smooth delivery.
And then what does the uptake look like for schools who have struggled to implement, in some cases, even Zoom?
Well, one of the big questions, of course, is connectivity, because if the students are remote, do they have the necessary bandwidth and connectivity to be able to engage in this kind of program? What we don't want to do is use programs like this so that the students who are already doing well do even better, which is good, but we want the gap in some sense to close. And it's not clear if the individualized, personalized education process will close the gap or simply move everybody forward upwards.
Right.
That of itself is good, but the difficulty is, can we close that gap? And I'm not sure we know yet. And I'm talking about the achievement gap. And the technology will help move everybody forward, but it's not clear if it will actually close the gap of education and accomplishment. That's what we're really trying to do here. Bring everybody up, or bring them all up to hopefully a much higher level.
Sheldon H. Jacobson is a professor of computer science at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. There are a couple of programs that use AI-driven personalized learning for math specifically, like Teach2One360 from a nonprofit called New Classrooms, Illustrative Mathematics, and Eureka Math. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.